Blog Talk Radio. Issued by XBN Clown Weather Services, tropical forecaster Rob Lightbound at 7:05 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time. The circulation with low-level pressure system near the southern coast of the Dominican Republic has become better defined and is now classified by the National Hurricane Center as Tropical Storm Faye. Hurricane Hunter aircraft have found maximum sustained winds of 40 miles per hour. Faye is currently tracking to the west at a forward speed of 14 miles per hour. Faye is on the south side of a ridge of high pressure. The global models are forecasting that a weakness in the high-pressure system will form over the eastern Gulf of Mexico or over Florida in the next 2 to 4 days. This afternoon's track model guidance has shifted quite a bit to the west as compared to this morning. The track guidance now forecasts a track that would take Faye either over Hispaniola tonight into tomorrow and then very near or over the island of Cuba Saturday night or through early Sunday. With that said, there is considerable spread in the forecast guidance on just where Faye will track. The NAM model calls for Faye to pass east of the Florida Peninsula, while the HWRF model forecasts for a landfall in southeastern Florida. GFDL and NOGAPS models forecast a more westward track over the northern Gulf of Mexico, while the GFS and European models and the overall model consensus forecast Faye to track near or over the west coast of Florida. Complicating matters is the possibility of land interaction causing erratic motion and reformation of the center. So at this point, there are many different possibilities in the forecast track of Faye over the next several days. All interest in the southeastern United States, both on the Atlantic side from North Carolina to Florida and on the Gulf of Mexico side from Florida westward to Alabama, should keep close tabs on the progress of Faye. Faye is expected to be in light wind shear environment for the next several days. Therefore, the intensity of Faye will largely be controlled by land interaction and how much of the core of the storm can build. At this point, if Faye makes landfall in the western Florida Peninsula or in southern Florida, it is likely the storm will be a tropical storm or Category 1 hurricane, as it will spend a relatively short amount of time over very warm waters. However, a path further west into the Florida Panhandle or further east over the Bahamas and north up towards North Carolina could lead to much more time over warm ocean waters and thus a stronger hurricane, possibly Category 2 or Category 3. There are a lot of questions with regard to the future track and intensity of Faye. At this point, Rob is leaning towards a path between the National Forecast Center track and the GFDL model, or very close to the latest Canadian model track, and this thinking of Rob's would ultimately bring Faye inland on the eastern Florida Panhandle near St. Mark, which is just south of Tallahassee on Wednesday afternoon, as a 90 to 100 mile per hour hurricane. Rob's thinking is that his forecast track at this point is low confidence. Rob advises to keep track of the latest updates regarding Faye over this weekend. The latest from the National Hurricane Center official storm update: Faye is classified as a tropical storm, maximum sustained winds 44.85 miles per hour, 18.6 north, 70.2 latitude and longitude. Its direction is due west at 13.8 miles per hour. This was updated by the National Hurricane Center at 8 p.m. Stay tuned for XBN and Crown Weather Services forecaster Rob Lightbound for more information. Crown Weather Services Forecast Center is located at www.crownweather.com. This is the latest XBN Crown Weather Services update from Rob Lightbound. This is XXBN, XXBN.net, XXBNradio.com from Raleigh, Durham, Chapel Hill. Thank you.
back to the earth, I screamed, and no one listened to me. Back to the earth, I lived, and they all followed. Look, come on, come on, see to my world, my world. Look, come on, come on, see to my world, my world. We'll be right back.
Swap East, a unit of Project Prosper, is a 501c3 nonprofit organization. Our program is a sex worker rights and harm reduction based activist and awareness program located in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, with a specific focus on issues related to sex worker human rights initiatives and activism. Visit us at www.swapeast.org.
I'm held off inside of what you said. You got a whistle in the wind. You gotta go down, go down. You go down. The fear for me and I will. The fear for you to fear. Blow down. When the cat turned blue.
When the cat turned blue.
Oh, when the cat turned blue.
When the cat turned blue.
Oh, with the cat turned blue.
When the cat turned blue.
Oh, with the cat turned blue.
When the cat turned blue.
Blue, what is that you say? You got a whistle in the wind, yeah, yeah. Blue, what is that you say?
Got a whistle in the wind, yeah, yeah.
Blue, beautiful me that way. Beautiful, yeah. Blue, beautiful me that way.
carpet thinking it's over. Looking around the theater for a girl. You might be drifting upon these same waves. Your hands are low.
Shaking down.